Welcome back to another episode on A Dose of Nikki. Here is what you are being tasked to do. Check out A Dose of Nikki on YouTube. Like the video or videos. Subscribe to the channel to be alerted when new episodes drop and leave us a comment. If you already did the above mentioned, I thank you with a smile. Now, let's get into the topic of the week, okay? What do you think it's about? Dismissed. Yeah, dismissed. Have you ever been dismissed? You can put it right in the comments if you're on YouTube. Check it out. Put it on there. Put it in there. Talk to me. Let me tell you what it means first to be dismissed. Let me tell you, okay? Treat as unworthy. That's to being dismissed. Send away. Skedaddle. Or let go. You know how you just let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Dismiss it. Dismiss it. Now, but what we will focus on is the dismissive behavior. That's when you brush someone off, like you ignore them, they don't even exist, being indifferent, basically. Now, how do you feel when someone has a dismissive behavior towards you? How do you feel? Disrespected? I could name a few for you. Disrespected, right? Unimportant. Unwanted. Oh, really? Like you don't even matter. That's how it feels when someone has a dismissive behavior towards you. Now, that person with the dismissive behavior is being what? Inconsiderate and rude. That's what they're being. Let's say you come up with an idea that others may not see or get at the time, right? Should they dismiss your idea? Absolutely not. Did you know great ideas begin with others not understanding or getting the vision you have? That's called being creative. It does not give anyone the right to dismiss you. Now, let me give you an example. You know, I always got a little story, right? I was at this fast food establishment. No name's going to be mentioned, but I was there. And you can get rewards by using your app for every purchase you make, right? It's like a little app. You scan it. And after banking some points, you can use the points towards something to get for free, right? So you scan your rewards card and then you like download the reward that you want, like the free item, whatever it is. And when I did this, the cost of the meal was about $20. $20, okay? The item that was free was about 50 cents. Because I did not see the price adjust when the young lady at the cash register rang it up, I didn't see the discount. So I asked her, did the discount come off? And she asked me, what was the discount for? So I told her. She said, no. So I'm looking at her like, okay, so what do you want me to do? She says, I already rang it up and it's been charged. Now, in my mind, I didn't pay for anything, so how could it be charged? But what she's saying is that the bill, the total amount has already been totaled, and basically she's not making the adjustment. So I had to ask her, can you try it again? So she does whatever, punches the numbers, whatever, and then same thing. So I said, did it go through? She says, no. Okay. And she told me, basically, pay for it. Like, it's not working, so go ahead and pay for it. So I stand there because I'm confused, like, what? Like, I'm showing you this is your reward. This is your stuff. This is your company. This is the company. Why can't you make an adjustment? She didn't do it. I didn't start no confusion. I just did it. Like I said, it was like 50 cents, right? But that's not the point. It was the principle. So I went to leave. I just was like, whatever. And she just went on about her business, went on to the next customer, paid me no mind, kept it moving. And I'm sitting there, you know how you stand there like, did I just get played or did she just like dismiss me? Or all of these thoughts were going through my mind. So I walked to the door to go leave the store and then I stopped. And I said, nah, I'm going back. And I asked another person, I said, is the manager here? And they said, yeah. So they go and get the manager. Manager comes out. She comes very close to me, too close to me, actually, face to face. I should have worn a mask. But anyway, She starts listening to what I'm asking her. So I inquired. I said, did you, you know, what's the policy on if the scan, the coupon that was scanned doesn't work and doesn't remove the cost of the item from your total bill? What do you guys do? And she pretty much, in a very low voice, barely you could hear her, she's like, when I'm talking to her, she's shaking her head like she's attentive and everything. And then she goes, well, this is an online coupon, and they do not always work. And so, you know, it's basically at the discretion of the store to comp you for the coupon that doesn't work and blah, blah, blah. She's going on. And I'm looking at her like, are you kidding me? So I let her speak. But the way she spoke to me in that low, condescending kind of way, I actually wanted to vomit. Right on the spot. She was just annoying me, both of them. I was just like, oh, so you're condoning her behavior. You're condoning that young lady's behavior of dismissing me, of not even trying, or even if she didn't know how to do it, she didn't even call you for assistance. But guess what? You was going to condone it anyway, so it didn't matter. That's why she didn't do that. So you know what? Thank you for nothing. Now, in that scenario, what do you all think? Was I dismissed? Did both the cashier and the manager brush me off? Hands down. Your 50 cents don't mean shiz, Nick, is what she was telling me, basically. That's what she said. I definitely felt that my issue was treated as if it was unimportant and not their problem. I only spent $20 there. But like the saying goes, shame on me if I go back. So basically, they said, you've been dismissed. That's what they said. That 50 cent comp cost them a customer, someone who would frequent that establishment. But they felt it was okay to dismiss me. Like, didn't even try. She didn't even give me the discount either. She didn't comp me. She told me it was at the discretion of the store. So basically, because she didn't go over there and try to make the adjustment, she didn't do it. That was telling me, I'm not going to do it and you're not worth it. Now, the good thing about it all is that I knew my worth. I identified that their actions were subtle, but inconsiderate and rude. And practicing the qualities and behaviors we focus on this show really helps build a mindset that copes and deal with these challenges in a confident manner. I listened to her bullcrap. And I walked away, but my power was in the choice of not returning. I did notify the company's headquarters of the treatment, and they provided an AI response, which is fine because I had already made up my mind. Invest my money. Take that $20 and put it in a long-term use. It's something that I'm going to benefit from in the future. Cook my own daggone food. It tastes better anyway. So when you recognize that someone is being dismissive toward you, empower yourself with awareness. You can even crank up the ante and ask, are you dismissing me? Is that what you're doing? Or just stare at them. Say this in your mind. Really? I know what you are doing. That's what you're saying in your mind. Don't say it out loud. Say it in your mind. They might even ask you, what? Because they know they can hear your thoughts. That's how intense you are when you're doing it. Say it in your mind. Don't say it out loud. Don't say it out loud. I know what you're doing. That's what you're saying in your head. I know what you're doing. It catches people off guard and forces their hand. Build up your confidence bag with the attitude, your loss, my gain. Until next time, on A Dose of Nikki, be well, my people. Be well.